by that time, my father had drilled in my house. After my father came to Tampa, you know, and built a house on the other side of town, and then he built him, built the grandparents a little house across the street from us. And they lived there until they passed away about 1929, I think it was.
Wow. All the way from the Civil War, then.
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember anything about their occupation or education?
I don't know a thing about the education. I would say he was a farmer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing I ever knew that he did. Farmer and fighter. The other grandfather wasn't that way. He was a peaceful man.
You can have somebody in the family keep moving.
That's right. But anyway, they were always real nice. The long time I knew them, they were, well, from 1910 to 1929, 19 years, I was acquainted with them right across the street from us.
Yeah. Wow. That really goes back from Confederate Army.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me your wife's age?
Yeah, same as mine.
Oh, wow.
Except she's already reached 66. I'm in May.
I won't say anything. I've been long time ago.
Just keep quiet.
Yeah, really. Okay, what is her religion and education?
Her religion is the same as mine.
Mm-hmm.
And she was born in Birmingham, Alabama, and the first school, actually, she went to school in Birmingham,
mm-hmm.
and then they moved to Colorado, lived there a year, and she went to school out there, and then they moved to Panama City, Florida, and lived there a year, and then they came down to Venice, Florida,
mm-hmm.
stayed there about a year, and then they came to Tampa. So from about, she went to George Washington Junior High School, not at the same time I did,
mm-hmm.
and also to Hillsborough High School.
Okay. Going all the way back to the Civil War. I mean, people my age just read about this stuff.
Yeah, man.
Okay, are there major sections of Tampa, of the city here?
Major sections?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Well, that's Ybor City, which was settled by a group of people who came here from Key West, and some from Cuba, who were brought in mostly to make cigars by mm-hmm. hand, you know.
Okay.
And that was, that's really what gave Tampa a good start in growth. About 1890 or 1895, that I think is when they started.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not so much now because, well, you know, they rebuilt it, restored Ybor City a great deal in the recent years. I don't know whether you knew that or not, but it was pretty run down. And the cigar industry kind of went into pot after they got mechanized, made these cigars by hand, you know, then they didn't employ so many people in mm-hmm. handmade cigars. And then, of course, this section over here, this side of the river is called Hyde Park originally.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the elite used to live. And of course, you know about where Tampa University is. That was a big hotel built by H.B. Plant in 1890.
Yeah. What is the story behind it? Did he just give it to the city, or?
Well, I think that's probably right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.